tell me your names, where you were born, and how old you are.
Ufuna ukwazi ukuthi ngoba namagama, nizalelwe kuphi, futhi what was the other thing? The name?
When you were born.
Oh, nokuthi nizalwe nini?
Oh, mina ngu Isaac Mbatha. Born 1964, 17 December, in Plakpan.
Okay. Ikamala Mbongi Nemchali. I was born in 1976, 27 April. I'm
state Sakan. And when did you come to Johannesburg?
Nibuye nizeli ne Egol. Ukuzohlala Egol.
It's about 1977.
Hey, me, I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, right. What do you remember from when you were children?
Inini nikhumbulayo noma egqamayo mhlambe niseyingane ningase nikhumbule.
Ucala nje umculo lo siwenzayo, sicula estradini ngamathini amagatar la wakudala ukuzenzela ngamathini oy. Yeah, njoba sesizosenza manje ngozamampela.
He was just saying that they used to make instrumental guitars out of strings and little tins, and then they used to sing on the streets, and that's what he remembers.
Okay, no kampots, there's no kampots. La wuchere, aman tomazana dala matina, ke ditopi tata zayin tenjala.
Says they used to do the gamba dance, and then the girls used to take the little tins and they used to do like complement the gamba dance but with tins, and then it used to make a nice music, and now they're still doing music even. And if I were to ask you about your culture, what would you tell me your culture is about?
Okay, should the culture yami njengoba mina ngenza wona lo mculo. Njengoba ngigqoke, njengoba ngigqokela le bheshu. Yi culture yami isiZulu.
He says that just the way he's dressed and the music that he brings to the people, that's just part of his culture. He's expressing his culture in a different way.
Yeah, nake mokunjalo futhi uthi culture iyo njengoba umfowethu achaza bona ukuthi from ukuculweni. Yabona kanjalo nasendlini mhlambe kunomsebenzi sikuyikhumba yenziwa ama drum yabona yonke nje le.
He says he doesn't really have much different to say to what he's saying, but music is basically what he believes is his culture, or the way he expresses his culture. He says even if there's celebrations at home, he would use the drums to actually express himself in a cultural way.
Do you think living in the city, it's difficult to hold on to your culture? Do you think your culture gets lost in the city?
Uthi njengoba nihlala edropheni noma endaweni engekho semakhaya, ucabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ukugcina amasiko kuba nzima ngenxa yendlela or la sihlala khona, ngenxa yendlela esihlala ngayo?
Ya, yebo, ucinisile. Ukugcina amasiko wethu njengoba sesilaya emadropheni kuba nzima, ngoba manje asisakhoni ukuzihlabela iy'nkomo njengoba sasihlaba emakhaya.
He says, yes, it is difficult. When we are back at home, I mean, you sort of slaughter a cow when you feel like slaughtering a cow. Now when you come into the urban areas, there's certain rules and regulations that you have to abide by. So he feels that it makes it a little bit more difficult to express yourself culturally and the needs that we might have culturally.
Okay, umfowethu ngiyamuza mathi kunzima, akusinzima bona. Kuyafana naselokishini, elokishini kuya ngokuthi ma i-culture yakho umephi vele yabona, ngoba khona abanye bathanda isiluku yabona into enjalo. Manje thina sigcina amasiko vele, nakanjani endlini uyakhona ukuhlaba yabona, uhlabele wona amadlozi, yenziwe nomqombothi, yonke into.
He says he will dispute what he's saying. He does believe that we're individuals, and as we live in the locations, it doesn't matter what you believe in, so long as in your home, if you believe in whatever, or if you want to slaughter a cow, he believes that he can still do that, and he can still make the traditional beer at home and celebrate or do ancestral worship as he pleases, as he believes and how he's been brought up.
How do you make traditional beer?
Owenziwa kanjani umqombothi?
Umqombothi khona amabele ne. Ahlanganiswa nempuphu. Abiliswe njengomdoko, yabo umdoko ngisho. Uyapheka vele kube umdoko. Hey, mhlambe qala ne Tuesday ukwenza. uzozuhluzwe nen Friday yabona so hlanganisiwe impupu umthombo ne cartoon kwande bachuchi bathini what we call it country people yeah yabona le okay hlanganiswe yabona ubeke la kushisa khona yabona bese Friday kana bahluza abaphatha inivovo fana bahluza ke soke umqombothi yaphuza kya jive wasiyagida strong.
This is the most difficult part that I have to but even though all the ingredients I don't know them in English.
That's fine, you can say them in English.
Okay, but you were saying that you use some maize meal or mealy meal and you put amabele with that and you mix it. You wait for it, or you put it in sort of like a warm room for it to ferment. Mm-hmm. And he says that then there are these, it's like a sieve. They call it amavov. It's like a sieve. It's somewhat like strains the contents with the actual liquid. And you would obviously sieve it, and then it's ready to be drunk. It takes about a week for it to be ready.
And do you make it yourself, or is there someone who makes it for you?
I make it myself.
But it all depends. They say, sugar in terms of taste. In other words, I can make it and you can make it. We use the same ingredients, but it won't taste the same. Some people have very tasteful hands, so we put it in inverted commas, tasteful hands, and some people don't. So basically in the community, they would identify someone with a tasteful hand who would make it taste good, and there would be the person that will be asked to make it or to brew it.
And who taught you how to make the beer?
Mothers, grandparents, and it's something that's, it's a recipe that's brought down through generations, and I suppose everybody in the family needs to know how to make it, because that's the only beer that we have, basically.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you very much.